Russian troops besieging the Ukrainian city of Kharkiv in the northeast of the country have been pushed to the border in a successful counteroffensive by Ukrainian forces, according to the governor of the region. Ukraine has been retaking territory in the northeast as Russian forces focus on the Donbas region further south. Lawrence Friedman is Emeritus Professor of War Studies at King's College London. He's been giving me his assessment of the war at this point, first around Kharkiv.
Well, I don't think there's any reason to doubt what's going on. There's been video evidence of Ukrainian forces reaching the border. It doesn't mean to say all Russian troops have been pushed back over the border, but I think the evidence is that as around Kyiv in late March, that the Russians are effectively giving up on their positions around Kharkiv to concentrate on their objectives more in the centre of Donbass.
And what about that offensive in Donbass? Is it so far as one can tell, making progress?
Yes. I mean, I think the focus seems to be on completing the occupation of the Luhansk Oblast. Donetsk may be a bit more difficult, but they seem to think they can potentially do that. So there's big fighting now around Severodonetsk in Luhansk, but it's still not going all their way. You may have seen the rather substantial setback they received when they lost a whole load of troops, perhaps as many as 485, and lots of equipment when they were trying to cross a river near there. So there is fighting there, and they are trying to push for it, but it's going to be quite a tough battle, I think. And that's the major offensive they've really got going at the moment.
Nevertheless, the Russians have seized significant swathes of territory in the course of this war, particularly, and in terms of the future of Ukraine along the south, Ukraine's crucial access to the Black Sea, its economic lifeline, if you like. If the war were to stop now, what would be the consequences of that? And if the front lines were to be frozen now, what would be the consequences of that for Ukraine's future, do you think?
Not very good, because Mariupol in particular was an important port and manufacturing centre, a lively city before it was battered to pieces. And it would represent some sort of victory for Putin, although not as great as the one he originally wanted. Odessa, of course, is under Ukrainian control, and the problem there is it's not so much the land battle, but the blockade being mounted by Russia's Black Sea Fleet. So there's big economic issues, not just for Ukraine, but the whole of the world, because so many agricultural exports go out of there. So that's one reason why I don't think the Ukrainians are going to give up or accept any calls for a ceasefire at the moment. They think the military momentum is with them, and they're going to push to try to liberate as much of their country as possible from Russian control.
What about the wider consequences at this point of the conflict, Lawrence, the way that it's leading to very significant alteration in the security architecture, if you like, of Europe? We have Sweden and Finland now accelerating plans to join NATO. The Russians warning that would be a grave mistake. It's something they simply would not put up with. What's available to the Russians in terms of their response to this?
Not a lot. I mean, I think they're rather stuck with this. I mean, these are moves that would have been seen terribly provocative and difficult and not really pushed very hard by either Finland or Sweden before the war. But the Russian invasion of a neighbouring country gave them quite a shock. And actually, while Russia's much weakened as a result of its difficulties that it's faced in Ukraine, it doesn't seem a bad time to make a move that certainly in Finland and some in Sweden would have probably liked to have taken some time earlier. So it's actually quite a major setback for Russia. And essentially the opposite of what Putin claimed to be trying to achieve before the war began.
And that's Lawrence Friedman of King's College London.